弟兄姊妹们，下午好。
Good afternoon, brothers and sisters.
所以我们这一组是讲祷告的服事。
This workshop is on the ministry of prayer.
关于祷告的服事，这个题目是非常大。
It is a big topic.
因为没有一个基督徒是不会祷告的。
Because every Christian knows how to pray.
大概也有没有一个基督徒说我都已经学会了祷告。
But no Christian can say I have learned how to pray.
所以我们在这里靠着主的恩典，现在讲两次祷告。
So by the grace of God, we will spend two afternoons to talk about this topic.
但是真的好像我们内心有个要求说，主啊，教导我们这样祷告。
We have a desire in our heart to say to the Lord, O Lord, teach us to pray.
那么是我们一共有三个下午。
We have three afternoon sessions.
今天下午是我们李宏源老弟兄来给我们讲祷告的事。
This afternoon, our brother Lee will share with us on prayer.
主神愿意，明天下午我来讲这个祷告的事。
And tomorrow afternoon, Brother Ting will be talking about prayer.
所以我们祷告讲完了以后呢，有一些词就是说，第三天是问题跟问题的解答。
On the third afternoon, we'll have a time of question and answer. We have some blank sheets available here.
如果我们在讲的东西已经解决你的问题，那你就不用再问。
If what the brothers share solve your problem already, then you don't need to ask.
那么肯定不会讲的完全的。
But just in case it's not perfect.
所以有许多问题，有什么问题呢？这里有些纸你可以拿来。写完了以后就可以丢在那里。
So the blank sheets are available for your use. Fill up your questions and leave for them to answer.
那么还有一些简单的一个做参考用的，那个讲祷告的，可以每个人拿一份。
So here also some notes, providing you references on prayer. Each person can pick up a copy.
我们讲完了以后你来拿。
So after this session, feel free to come and pick a copy for yourself.
所以在我们就要开始的时候，我们先有一个小小的祷告。
So begin this afternoon session. Let's have a word of prayer.
亲爱的主耶稣基督。
Dear precious Lord Jesus.
当我们举目仰望你的时候。
As we lift up our eyes upon you.
你在这十二复活在升到天上，在我们父神的右边。
Through the resurrection, thou hast ascended to the right hand of the Father.
你在父神的右边，你还在那里为我们做慈悲忠心的大祭司。
Even there, you serve as the faithful high priest.
你的心没有忘记你的儿女在地上。
Your heart's never forgotten your children on this earth.
因为你知道你的儿女在地上的。软弱情况
Because you know our weaknesses on this earth.
因为你知道我们属于你不见。
You know that we belong to you, not to this world.
我们在地上有许多的艰难。
We have many difficulties.
你都体会过。
But you experienced.
你一直为我们祷告。
And you continue to pray for us.
你一直在那边保守我们。
And you keep us in thy hand.
哦、oh, ，我们的主啊
！O Lord，
你给我们一个特权。
You have given us a special privilege.
因为你告诉我们说，我们如果奉你的名，无论求什么。
Because you said that in your name, whatever we ask,
你必成就。
You will accomplish.
因为你活着。
Because you live.
你活着，一直为我们祷告。
And pray for us continuously.
今天下午我们在这里仰望你。
This afternoon we look up unto you.
当我们仰望你的时候，求你的圣灵在这里启示我们。
We pray the Spirit will reveal the truth to us.
你恩膏在我们里面教导我们。
The anointing will teach us.
你的宝血洁净我们所有的罪。
Your blood will wash us clean.
好叫我们能够懂得怎样来与你讲教。
So we know how to have fellowship with thee.
叫我们怎样祷告能够合乎你的心意。
Teach us to pray so that your heart may be satisfied.
主啊，我们谢谢你。
Lord, we thank you.
奉主耶稣基督的名。
In the name of Jesus, Amen. Amen.
现在我们就请李弟兄上来跟我们讲。
So as the brother lead to come and share with us.
今天下午弟兄们安排我在这里交通关于祷告。
The brothers arranged for me to share this afternoon on the subject of prayer.
我实在觉得不配。
I feel so inadequate.
因为直到今天还是天天学习祷告。
Because we even now learn, try to learn how to pray daily.
所以当弟兄通知我的时候。
So, therefore, when I was informed.
我说最好请别人。
I said, better ask somebody else.
但是因为年长的弟兄们这样的安排。
But because the elderly brothers have made this arrangement,
我也就暂兼的这样的接受了。
Therefore, I accepted this responsibility with trembles.
今天我在这里要交通的。
What to share this afternoon?
不是我已经学会了。
It's not what I have learned.
我还差得很远。
I'm far from it.
我乃是愿意和弟兄姊妹一同来追求。
I'm just willing to share with you and pursue this lesson with you.
一同来学习。
So that we may learn together.
现在请我们来看《路加福音》第十一章。
Now would you please turn to the Gospel of Luke chapter 11?
我们从第一节读到第四节。
We'll read from verse 1 through verse 4.
路加福音第十一章。
The Gospel of Luke chapter 11.
从第一节读到第四节。
Verse 1 through verse 4.
耶稣在一个地方祷告，祷告完了，有个门徒对他说，求主教导我们祷告，像约翰教导他的门徒。
And it came about that while he was praying in a certain place, after he had finished, one of his disciples said to him, Lord, teach us to pray, just as John also taught his disciples.
耶稣说，你们祷告的时候要说，我们在天上的父，愿人都尊你的名为圣，愿你的国降临，愿你的旨意行在地上，如同行在天上。
And he said to them, When you pray, say, Father, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
我们日用的饮食，天天赐给我们，赦免我们的罪，因为我们也赦免犯亏欠我们的人，不叫我们遇见试探，救我们脱离凶恶。
Give us each day our daily bread, and forgive us our sins, for we ourselves also forgive everyone who is indebted to us, and lead us not into temptation.
我们今天是要交通的，特别是重在第二节。
Our special emphasis this afternoon will be on verse 2.
我们再来看。
Now, would please turn your Bible to the next portion of the scripture.
新约的雅各书。
The book of James. In the New Testament, the book of James.
第五章。
Chapter 5.
第十六节的下一半。
The second portion of verse 16.
一人祈祷说法的力量是大有功效的。
James chapter 5 verse 16, the second half, the effective prayer of a righteous man can accomplish much.
弟兄们通知我在这里交通的时候，
When brothers asked me to share this afternoon,
告诉我交通的题目是祷告的侍奉。
They told me that the subject should be on the service of prayer.
过了一些的时间，我看见了通旗，
then,
大会的通旗。
Then later on, when I saw the announcement of the conference,
通旗上是说这个转题是祷告的指示。
The title, the subject for this workshop, was changed to the ministry of prayer.
祷告的侍奉。
The service of prayer
是重在祷告
is more focused on prayer itself.
祷告的指示是重在祷告的人
The ministry of prayer is more focused on the one who prays.
我来思想的时候
When I think about this topic,
我觉得非常的宝贵
I feel it is so precious.
我们要有祷告的侍奉
We should have the service of prayer
就必须我们是一个祷告的人
Then we must be a person who pray
如果我们这个人不对的话
If this person is not right
我们就没有办法能够有祷告的侍奉
Then we will not be able to serve in prayer
所以我默想的时候
So as I meditate
雅各书第五章十六节的话就跑到我的脑海里边了。
James 5:16 came to my mind.
这里说
，It says here，
一人祈祷所发的力量是大有功效的。
The effective prayer of a righteous man can accomplish much.
这里有一个祷告。
Here is a prayer.
是有力量的祷告。
It is effective.
是很有功效的祷告。
It is powerful.
怎么会有这样的一个祷告呢？
How can a person have such a prayer?
因为他是义人。
Because he is a righteous man.
如果不是义人的话，
If the person is not a righteous one,
那他的祷告就没有力量。
Then his prayer will not be powerful.
如果不是义人，
If he is not a righteous man,
他的祷告也没有功效。
His prayer will not be effective.
在圣经的里面，
In the Bible,
神有许多的应听我们祷告的应许。
There are many promises concerning prayers.
神也有一些不听我们祷告的说明
But there are also many explanations that God will not answer the prayers
神听我们的祷告
God hears our prayer
或不听我们的祷告
Or he does not
关键就在乎这个祷告的人
The key is upon that person who prays
如果你这个人是对的
If you are a right person
你们我们的祷告神就听
Then God will hear our prayer
如果我们这个人不对
If this person is not right,
我们的祷告神就不听。
God will not hear our prayer.
我想我不需要去读这些圣经节。
Perhaps I don't need to read these scriptures.
我们读圣经的时候，我们都会发现这样的情形。
But when we read the Bible, we'll discover such situation.
什么是义人？
Who is a righteous person?
义人的祷告是有能力的
The prayer of a righteous man is powerful
是有功效的
is effective
我们都盼望我们的祷告是有能力
And we pray that our prayer will be powerful
我们也盼望我们的祷告是有功效的
We pray that our prayer will be effective
那怎么祷告有功效呢
But how can we achieve that?
这里说是义人
It says that the ought to be coming from a righteous man
什么是义人呢
Now who is a righteous man?
罗马书第四章告诉我们
Romans chapter 4 tells us
犹太人和希律人都是罪人
Both the Greek and the Jews are sinners
世界上没有一个义人
There is no righteous.
连一个人都没有。
Not a single one.
那么现在怎么会有义人呢？
Now how can there be a righteous man?
我们感谢赞美我们的神。
We praise and thank our God.
因着他的慈爱。
Because of his love.
也借着主耶稣基督的救赎。
And through the redemption of our Lord Jesus Christ.
使我们这一些接受主耶稣基督救恩的人。
So those who receive the salvation of Jesus Christ.
因着他担当了我们所有的罪。
Because he has taken upon himself our sins.
我们相信他，他就赦免我们的罪。
And by believing in him, he forgives our sins.
我们在他的里面。
In him.
我们就能够在神的面前有一个新的地位。
We may have a new position before God.
我们就被神来称义了。
We are justified before God.
这里所说的义人。
When he mentions about a righteous man,
不是单单指着我们蒙恩得救的时候因信称义所的。
It's not only just about our being justified before God.
这里所说的义人。
You talk about a righteous man here.
也是指着我们信主之后。
Talking about after believing in Jesus.
我们所过的生活是一个义人的生活。
We have a life of a righteous man.
怎么能够过一个义人的生活呢？
How can we have truly a righteous man's living?
我们知道义人
We know
是神所喜悦的人。
God is pleased with a righteous man.
义人是在神的面前与神之间有一个正确的关系。
This man has a right relationship with God.
我们这个人不能得神的喜悦。
We, natural man, cannot please God.
我们蒙恩得救
When we are saved,
能够坦然地亲近神
we can come to God freely.
不是凭着我们
it's not because of us.
那是靠着主耶稣基督的宝血
but it's through the blood of Jesus Christ.
不是因着我们
it's not because of us.
乃是我们在基督的里面
but because we are in Christ.
我们在他的里面来亲近我们的神
in Christ we can come to God.
那么我们的生活呢
In our daily lives,
怎么能够蒙神的悦纳？
How can we please God?
还不是凭着我们。
Again, it's not because of us.
还是要凭着我们的主耶稣基督。
Again, it's depending on our Lord Jesus Christ.
我们能够过一个义人的生活。
We can live a righteous living.
是主耶稣基督在我们的里面。
It's because Christ is in us.
从我们里面活出神所喜悦的生活。
And he, through him, he lives out, he enables us to live out this life that pleases God.
在我们的身上。
In us.
什么时候让基督在这里活着。
Whenever Christ lives.
让基督在这里得到发表。
And he can manifest himself through us.
那我们的生活。
Then our living
就是一个义人的生活
will be that of a righteous man.
就是一个得神喜悦的生活
But that life is one that pleases God.
这样的一个义人
A righteous man such as this.
神的话说他的祷告
The word of God said that his prayer
就有能力
Is powerful.
他的祷告
His prayer
就有功效
Is effective.
因为他的祷告不是出于他的自己
Because his prayer is not coming out of himself.
乃是在我里面的主
Is but is from the Lord.
他将他的心意来启示在我们的心中
God the Lord.Reveal His own will in us.
这个启示成了我们的负担。
And that revelation becomes our burden.
我们就照着这个负担来祷告。
And we pray in accordance with that burden.
神不能不听的。
God has to hear it.
这个祷告。
This prayer.
就有能力。
Will be powerful.
我记得我们尼托生弟兄讲祷告。
I remember the brother Nee talk about prayer.
他说什么是祷告呢？
He said, what is a prayer?
祷告是神发起了。
He said, prayer is initiated by God.
源头是从神而来的。
God is the source.
然后神把他的心意启示给我们。
Then God revealed his will in us.
我们就是把这个借着祷告在现在神的面前。
So we receive it, then we offer this before God.
神就在天上 为我们来成全。
Then God will fulfill it in heaven for us.
有的人说，为什么神啊有这么啊还要这么繁复的手术要经过呢？
Some will say, why God will go through all this trouble?
神是全能的神。
God is the all-powerful God.
神要成全一件事。
If God wants to fulfill something,
神要吩咐一声就可以了。
All he has to do is to say, it should be done.
那怎么还要我们祷告以后他来成全？
Why does he require us to pray and then fulfill it?
我想许多弟兄姊妹都很清楚。
I am sure you all understand.
因为神不能为背负他的自己。
Because God cannot deny himself.
神当初创造人的时候。
In the creation of man.
神定了一个旨意。
God has established.
他要把这个地交给人来管辖。
He wants man to have dominion over this earth.
神要赐福给人。
He wants to bless man.
叫人管理天空的飞鸟。
So man will have dominion over the fowl of the air.
海里的鱼
the fish of the sea,
地上的走兽和昆虫
and all the beasts of the earth,
就是把这个地是交给人来管理了
God has turned the earth over to man.
虽然我们的始祖亚当夏娃
although Adam and Eve,
好像受了魔鬼的引诱
were deceived by the Satan.
将这个地的权柄好像就他骗去了。
It was there, the authority over the earth was taken away.
这个地好像落在仇敌的手里了。
So that the earth is turned into the hands of the enemy.
变成是在黑暗的权势底下。
It's under the power of darkness.
但是感谢神。
But thank God.
神的旨意还没有改变。
God's will did not change.
神借着他的儿子
through his son
道成肉身
the word became flesh
死而复活
he died and he rose again
成就救恩
to accomplish the work of salvation
在这里
here
我们的主耶稣基督道成了肉身
Lord Jesus the word became flesh
我们就看见神的旨意
we see the will of God
在地上已经开始恢复了
began to recover on this earth
本来地好像和天是隔绝了
the earth seemed to be separated from the heaven
当我们主耶稣来到地上的时候
but when Jesus came to this earth
他就把天又带到地上了
he brought the heaven to this earth
这一位拿撒勒人耶稣
Jesus the Nazarene
就是主耶稣基督就是我们的神在地上得着的第一个人
is the first man God obtains on this earth.
神就要借着他
and through him
来恢复他的权柄
God began to recover his authority.
所以当我们主耶稣显在人的中间的时候
Therefore, when Jesus was among men,
我们看见
we see
他一直是站在一个人的地位
heAlways stand at the position of a man
要来成就神的旨意
to accomplish the will of God
所以我们读四福音的时候
so when we read the Gospels
我们看见我们的主耶稣基督
we see that the Lord Jesus
虽然是神的儿子
even though he was the Son of God
一直的活在祷告的里面
but he constantly lived in prayer
他要开始他的工作的时候
When he was to begin his work,
他有四十天在神的面前祷告。
He spent 40 days to pray before God.
他有的时候一个人去祷告。
Sometimes he prayed alone.
有的人有时候和门徒们一同去祷告。
Sometimes he prayed with the disciples.
他有的时候彻夜去祷告。
Sometimes he prayed throughout all night.
感谢神。
Thank God.
这里有一个人
Here is a man
他认识神的旨意
He knew the will of God
这里有一个人
Here is a man
他里面充满了神
He was filled with the God himself
这里有一个人
Here is a man
他在地上
When he was on earth
他没有凭着自己做什么
He did not do anything according to himself
让神能够借着他来发表他的旨意
He wants God to display himself through his life.
他在地上的时候告诉我们,
when he was on this earth,
他凭着自己不做什么,
he said he cannot do anything according to himself. All he does is come to from the Father. He sees what God has done.
他听见了神所说的,
he hears what God says.
这言后, 他在地上, 在这里把它实行出来,
then he fulfilled it on earth.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹,
my dear brothers and sisters,
今天我们要讲祷告的侍奉,
today we share on the topic of prayer.
在我们主耶稣的身上,
in the life of Lord Jesus,
我们就看见了这个的榜样,
we can see the perfect example.
他在神面前所有的侍奉,
all his service before God,
都是根据他的祷告,
is based on his prayer.
他借着祷告,
through his prayer, his work is effective.
如果没有祷告,
if there's no prayer,
那就不会有那么美好的侍奉,
well, he will not have such a wonderful service.
我们的主耶稣都是这样,
Lord Jesus was like that.
那何况是我们呢?
How much more for us?
今天我们要侍奉主,
today we like to serve the Lord.
我们也常常说我们要祷告,
we often say we need to pray.
但是我们的祷告,
but our prayers,
常常是从我们发起的,
often we're initiated by ourselves.
好像我们有一个计划,
such as as if we have a plan,
好像我们有一个目标,
as if we have a goal.
我们到神的面前,
when we come to God and to inquire of him,
我们盼望神来帮助我们,
we ask, we hope that God will help us,
让神来成就我们所盼望的,
we hope that God will fulfill what we wish,
能够达到我们的那个目的,
to accomplish our goal.
所以今天我们的祷告,
so our prayers today,
常常显得软弱,
often are so weak,
常常显得没有能力,
often there's no power,
也常常显得没有什么功效,
and often there's no effect.
我想到当日,
I remember,
主耶稣在地上的时候,
when Lord Jesus was on this earth,
他带领他的门徒们,
he led his disciples,
他盼望他们能够进入这样的一个祷告生活,
he hoped that they would enter into such a prayer life,
他也盼望他们能够活出这样的一个祷告侍奉,
and he hoped that they would have such a ministry.
但是我们看见,
but we see that,
主带着门徒们去祷告的时候,
when Lord led the disciples to pray,
常常只有主祷告,
so often, only the Lord himself prayed.
门徒们没有祷告,
the disciples did not pray.
不只是没有祷告,
not only that they did not pray,
门徒们常常睡觉,
they often will fall asleep.
主耶稣祷告,
Lord Jesus was praying,
门徒们就睡觉,
but they fell asleep.
在变化山上, 很清楚地记载,
our Mount Transfiguration is clearly recorded.
我们的主正祷告的时候,
while the Lord Jesus was praying,
他变了形象,
he's transfigured.
但是彼得、雅各、约翰在那里睡觉,
but Peter, James, and John fell asleep.
有摩西和伊利亚来了, 他们也不知道,
Moses and Elijah appeared, they didn't know.
等了到了尾声的时候,
toward the very end of that event,
他们醒起来了,
they woke.
他们看见这个光景正好啊,
and they saw, they said, oh, this is wonderful.
他有一个祷告,
so he had a prayer.
他说我们在这里正好啊,
he said, oh Lord, it's so good here.
那大三座棚留在这里,
let's set up three tabernacles.
但是那个时候, 刚刚好说摩西、伊利亚要离开的时候,
but that was the time Moses and Elijah were just about ready to leave.
圣经里面记载说,
the Bible recorded,
但是彼得说祷告的,
Peter was praying, but he didn't know what he was saying.
我们记得就是在主耶稣要离开世界的那一个晚上,
we remember the night before the Lord was to depart this earth.
主耶稣带着门徒们, 还要带着彼得、雅各、约翰到可西马尼园去祷告。
Again, the Lord took Peter, James, and John into the Garden of Gethsemane.
在那里，主耶稣面对着那么重大的事。
There, the Lord Jesus was faced with such a heavy burden.
盼望他的门徒们能够同他同心祷告。
He was hoping that disciples will pray with him with one heart.
但是三次主耶稣去祷告。
But for three times, the Lord Jesus went to pray.
三次门徒都在那儿睡觉。
Three times the disciples fell asleep.
主耶稣看见他们睡觉。
Lord Jesus saw that they fell asleep.
主告诉他们说
，Lord Jesus said，
你们不能同我同警醒片时吗
？Couldn't you be alert for even just a moment？
总要警醒祷告。
You are to watch and be alert and pray，
免得遇了迷合。
Don't want to fall into deception。
因为你们心灵固然愿意
，Because even though your heart's willing，
肉体却软弱。
Your flesh is weak。
你看在祷告的上面。
You can see in the matter of prayer,
有三年多的时间。
They have been with the Lord for 3 years.
门徒们跟随着我们的主。
The Lord, the disciples follow the Lord.
我们的主天天祷告。
The Lord prayed every day.
也带着他们祷告。
And led them to pray together.
到了末了那么重要的关头。
Then at the end, it's such a crisis moment.
他们还在那睡觉。
Still, they fell asleep.
不是他们不想祷告。
It's not that they did not want to pray.
我想他们也想祷告。
I think they would like to pray.
主叫他们警醒。
The Lord asked them to be alert.
他们也愿意警醒。
I think they would like to.
但是正像主所说的。
But as the Lord said,
他们心灵软愿意，肉体也软弱了。
Their heart, their spirit is willing, but their flesh is weak.
他们想祷告。
They wanted to pray.
但是他们不知道怎么祷告。
But they did not know how to pray.
所以我们刚才读的路加福音第十一章。
Therefore, we read in Luke chapter 11.
当主耶稣带着门徒们在那里祷告的时候。
When Lord Jesus was with the disciples and he was praying.
主耶稣祷告完了。
The Lord finished his prayer.
有一个门徒就到主的面前。
A certain disciple came to him.
那个门徒可以说是众门徒的一个代表人物。
He could be a representative of the disciples.
他到主的面前
He came to the Lord.
他看见主祷告的那么好
He heard the beautiful prayer of the Lord.
所以他来求主
Therefore he came with a request.
他主啊你教我们祷告
He said Lord teach us to pray.
我们想祷告不会祷告
We would like to pray but we don't know how to pray.
你来教我们祷告
Please teach us how to pray.
主耶稣就告诉他
So Lord Jesus told him.
他说你们祷告要这样的说
Jesus said when you pray say this
我们在天上的父
Our heavenly father
愿人都尊你的名为圣
Hallowed be thy name
愿你的国降临
Thy kingdom come
愿你的旨意行在地上如同行在天上一样
That will be done on earth as it is in heaven
我们知道主耶稣教门徒们祷告最重要的就是这前一半。
We know the most important part of the Lord's teaching on prayer to disciples is this first portion.
当然后一半也是重要的。
Of course, the second portion is as important.
不过有一个这个次序是不能颠倒的。
But the order is so important.
我们不能本末倒置的。
We cannot change the priority.
前面的一半总是摆在前面。
The first part has to be first.
圣经里面告诉我们
The Bible says,
马太第六章三十三节说
In Matthew 6:33,
你们要先求他的国
Seek ye first the kingdom of God,
和他的义
and his righteousness.
你看这有个先后的次序
You see, there's an order.
在主耶稣教我们的祷告里面
When Lord Jesus teaches to pray,
这个次序是确定的
This order is very firm.
当我要交通这一段圣经的时候
When I plan to share this passage
我在主的面前默想
I meditate before the Lord
我们的主首先把门徒带到父的面前
The Lord first took the disciples before the Father.
他说我们在天上的父。
He first said, Our Father in heaven.
愿人都尊你的名为圣。
Hallowed be thy name.
为圣这个词。
Well, this term.
那个意思就是分别出来。
Means be separated.
成为神圣的。
To become sanctified. Or
成为唯一敬拜侍奉的对象。
So that God is separated to be the only object of our worship.
所以有的人翻译。
Therefore, it's also translated.
所以愿你的名为圣。
May your name be sanctified.
应该翻译成愿你的名被尊崇。
Or hallowed be thy name.
被众人来尊崇。
By all men, this name will be honored.
这个愿字。
This desire.
也是非常重的一个字。
It is a very heavy word.
那是我们心灵里面一个非常强烈的一个的愿望。
It's a very strong desire from the heart.
那是我们里面强烈的要来尊主的名为圣。
It's so strong that we want to have this special honor to the name of the Lord.
整个的这一句话。
This whole sentence.
在希伯来文的成语里面。
In the Hebrew terminology.
是非常肯定的。
It's affirmative.
是非常坚定的一个词。也一句话。
It's very firm, very definitive.
愿你的名为圣。
Hallowed be thy name.
就是不论在任何的情形底下。
It's saying that irrespective of the situation.
我都要来尊你的名为圣。
I will honor this name.
不论在任何的情形底下。
No matter what's happening,
我总要单单的来敬拜你。
I will only worship you.
我总要将你的名分别出来作为我崇拜的对象。
I will set aside your name as the only object of my worship.
所以啊，有人解释。
Therefore, some people explain.
愿你的名为圣。
Hallowed be thy name.
有包含着一个意思。
Contains this meaning.
就是我为做出殉道，我也要。尊你的名为圣。
I will honor your name even to the extent that I become a martyr.
我想在圣经里边。
I think that in the Bible.
我们看见有一些人就是这样的，尊主的名为圣。
We see many people who honor the name of the Lord in this manner.
尊父的名为圣。
They honor the name of the Father.
我想到但以理。
I think of Daniel.
他被巴比伦王尼布加尼撒掳去了。
He was captured by King Nebuchadnezzar of Babylon.
有一次，尼布加尼撒王下一个命令。
The king gave out a decree.
他造了一个金像。
He made a large gold statue.
他说人只可以拜这个金像。
He said every man has to worship this statue.
凡是拜这个金像以外的。
And if you worship anything else.
那个人呢，就要被丢到狮子洞里面。
And that person will be thrown into the lion's den.
丹尼怎么样
？What's the reaction of Daniel？
丹尼听见了这个命令。
Daniel heard the decree.
圣经告诉我们。
The Bible says，
他是如常的，一天三次来敬拜神。
He continued to pray as usual three times a day.
这就是尊主的名为圣。
This is to honor the name of the Lord.
我们在《使徒行传》里面
，In the Book of Acts，
也看见使徒们的经历。
We also see the experience of the apostles.
也有许多可歌可泣的地方。
There are many, many wonderful occasions.
彼得、约翰
，Peter and John，
叫一个瘸在门门口叫一个瘸腿的起来行走。
They have raised a lame person at the gate of beauty.
那些祭司长、文士、法利赛人就受不了。
The Pharisees and the Sadducees Will not stand us.
就把他们捉了去。
They captured Peter and John.
过了一天。
After a day.
就把他们交到公会里边去审问他。
Turn them over to the Sanhedrin.
严严地禁止他们。
And forbid them to do the same.
不可以奉着耶稣基督的名来讲论，来传道。
They should never preach in the name of Jesus again.
他们怎么说？
What was their reaction?
他们说我们听神啊还是听你们，你们自己去衡量吧。
They said, you can make the judgment whether we ought to obey you or obey God.
他说我们说看见的，我们说听见的，我们不能不说。
We must speak on what we have heard, what we have seen.
你知道说这个话。
No, to say this.
乃是准备好要付上极重的代价。
Is to be ready to pay a heavy price.
甚至于他们的性命都可能不保了。
Even to give up their lives.
但是感谢神。
But we thank God.
他们这样。
When they do this.
能够这样的坚定。
When they were so firm.
这就是尊主的名为圣。
Because they honor the name of the Lord.
这里说尊主的名为圣就是这么坚强的。
Hallowed be thy name requires such a firm stand.
我们记得有一次保罗
We remember one time the Apostle Paul
从耶路撒冷到了该撒利亚 到了该撒利亚要到耶路撒冷
He was in Caesarea ready to go to Jerusalem
那个时候有一个先知亚加布
There was a prophet Archippus
来拿着他一个袋子
HeTook the a belt,
把他自己绑起来
to tie himself up.
他说：“你到耶路撒冷去。”
He said to Paul, "When you go to Jerusalem."
哦，不对，是从耶路撒冷。对不起，我现在一个地点可能不太准确。
I'm not certain of the locations now.
但是在那里他们告诉保罗。
But there they told Paul.
他说在那里。
There when you went.
有人要照样的来捆绑这个袋子的主人。
Others will tie you up just the same manner.
但是保罗怎么说
?But Paul, what did Paul say?
当时那些在他周围的门徒们。
The disciples are surrounding him.
都苦苦地劝保罗不要上去了。
Ask Paul not to go.
但是保罗怎么说
？But Paul said this.
他说我为着主耶稣基督的名。
He said for the name of Lord Jesus Christ.
不单单是被捆绑
，not only to be tied up，
就是我的命都失去，我也愿意。
I'm willing to even give up my life.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹。
My dear brothers and sisters,
这就是尊主的名为圣。
This is to honor the name of the Lord.
他们怎么能够这样坚强的来尊主的名为圣？
How can these people in the Bible be so firm concerning the name of the Lord?
这我们要回到第一句的祷告。
We have to come back to the first sentence of the Lord's Prayer.
第一句的祷告说
Because it says so.
我们在天上的父。
It says, Our Father in heaven.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹
My dear brothers and sisters.
你不要把这句话当作很平常。
Oh, do not consider this ordinary.
这句话是不得了的一句话。
This is a wonderful, extraordinary story.
我们在天上的父。
Our Father in heaven.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹
My dear brothers and sisters
这位天上的父是谁
Who is this Father in heaven?
这位天上的父
This Father in heaven
是创造万有
Is the one who created
all 又统管万有
Who ruled over all
是全有全足全丰的大能者
He has all, he has the fullness of all He is all powerful God
我们是在什么人
Who are we?
我们在这位神的面前何等的渺小
Before him, how small
并且我们这些人
We today.
神的话告诉我们,
the Bible says,
我们都是背义神,
we rebel against God.
我们是与神为仇为敌的人,
we're enemies with God.
我们的份,
well, our share,
在这位神的面前,
before this God,
应该被定罪,
is to be condemned,
应该等候永远的灭亡,
to wait for the eternal punishment.
但是,
but
今天在这位神的面前,
before this God today,
他不止没有使我们永远的灭亡,
He not only sent us to eternal destruction,
反而我们能够称他为我们的父,
instead, He enabled us to call Him our Father.
在这里面发生了何等大的变化,
what a great change has taken place.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹,
my brothers and sisters,
你读这一句话的时候,
when you read, 你如果在灵里面来祷告, when you pray in the Spirit,
我们在天上的父,
our Father in heaven,
圣灵要来印证,
the Spirit will be a witness,
我们真是神的儿女,
we truly are the children of God,
圣灵就要把神的爱浇灌在我们的里面,
the Holy Spirit will pour in our hearts the love of God,
这是神的爱,
this is the love of God.
如果不是神的爱,
if it's not for the love of God,
我们这些人啊,
we
没有可能称他为父,
have no possibility of calling Him Father.
没有可能成为神的儿女,
no possibility to become the children of God.
感谢赞美我们的父神,
but I thank our Father God.
今天我们可以坦然无惧地来呼喊他着我们的阿爸父,
today we can come freely and call upon Abba Father.
怎么能够这样?
How can we do this?
这是神的爱,
this is because of the redemption of the Lord. He called us, sought for us to come back. He brought us before Him. Truly, we are children of God today.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹,
my dear brothers and sisters, if you can enter into the reality of this term, you will be filled by the love of God.
我们记得使徒约翰,
we remember the Apostle John.
他在约翰一书第三章第一节,
in 1 John chapter 3, verse 1,
他看见当时许多神的儿女们,
when he noticed during that time many children of God,
还没有看见我们这个地位的宝贵,
have not seen this precious position we have,
反而有的人跟着世界去走了,
but many have gone to follow the world.
所以他在那里大声地喊,
therefore he proclaimed with a loud cry.
他说你们看啊,
he said, see.
好,今天我们在这里要看啊,
he said, see.
父说赐给我们是何等的慈爱,
how great a love the Father has bestowed upon us,
使我们成了神的儿女,
that we should be called children of God.
看啊,
see,
父给我们是何等的慈爱,
how great a love the Father has bestowed upon us.
我们不要忘记了父的爱,
do not forget the love of the Father.
我们不要忽略了我们今天的地位,
do not ignore our positions we have today.
我们是神的儿女,
we are the children of God.
我们是有尊贵有荣耀的,
it's so royal and glorious.
如果我们能够看见这个,
if we can see this,
好弟兄姊妹,
my brothers and sisters,
我们就能够有个坚强的心智,
then we'll have a firm desire,
愿人都尊你的名为圣,
to say, hallowed be thy name.
有一个弟兄,
a brother,
他做见证说,
a brother gave a testimony.
他说我平时很少祷告,
he said, normally I do not pray much.
那是有事情来了我才祷告,
when something happened, when something come up, and I'll pray.
平时我也想祷告,
well, normally I like to pray,
但是我不知道怎么祷告,
but I don't know how to pray.
有事情来了我才会祷告的,
when something come up, then I know how to pray.
有一天,
one day,
他读圣经,
he was reading the Bible.
他读到路加福音,
he read the Gospel of Luke.
哎，他说有一个门徒来叫主耶稣教他祷告。
He noticed that a disciple came to Lord Jesus and asked the Lord to teach him to pray.
我不会祷告。
I don't know how to pray.
我也可以求主来教我祷告啊。
I can also ask the Lord to teach me.
他就非常敬虔的。
So very reverently.
跪在主的面前。
He knelt before the Lord.
他就照着主教门徒的祷告来祷告。
And he prayed according to the prayer the Lord taught the disciples.
他那时候只祷告头两句。
He only prayed the first two sentences.
他说我们在天上的父。
He said, Our Father in heaven,
愿人都尊你的名为圣。
Hallowed be thy name.
他祷告了。
He prayed.
他回头再来祷告。
Then he turned around and prayed again.
他这样祷告了几遍之后。
After several times like this,
神的爱忽然间充满在他的里面。
So the love of God filled his heart.
他就在神的面前哭了。
He cried before God.
他觉得神是这样的爱他。
He felt God loved him so much.
但是他是何等的亏欠主。
How much he has come for short of the Lord.
神是这样的爱他。
God loved him so much.
他却不理我们的主，不理我们的父。
But he had ignored the Father for so long.
他就忽略了我们的父。
He has ignored the Father.
他整天说关心的就是自己。
All he cared all day long is about himself.
所以他在那哭啊哭啊。
Therefore he cried and cried.
一面哭一面说我们在天上的父啊。
While he was crying, he continued to say,
愿人都尊你的名为圣。
Our Father in heaven, hallowed be thy name.
我要尊你的名为圣。
I will honor your name.
不止我要尊你的名为圣。
Not only that I will honor your name.
愿所有的人都尊你为名为圣。
May all men will honor your name.
他那一天祷告了以后。
When he prayed that day.
他就把自己奉献给主。
He offered himself to the Lord.
从那一天开始。
From that day on.
他祷告的时候。
When he prayed.
他常常先在主的面前献上敬拜。我称颂。
He will first offer the Lord his worship and praises.
我们的父。
Our Father.
我们的主。
Our Lord.
他是配得做敬拜的。
He is worthy of our worship.
他是配得做被分别为圣。
He is worthy of my setting him apart.
他是配得做所有的人来敬拜的。
He is worthy of the worship of all men.
感谢主。
Thank God.
我们的弟兄有这样的见证。
The brother has such a testimony.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹。
My dear brothers and sisters.
我们不会祷告吗？
Do we know how to pray?
主教我们祷告。
But the Lord has taught us to pray.
在主祷文的里面。
In the Lord's Prayer.
在我们所谓的主祷文。
In the so-called Lord's Prayer.
不是字句的。
It's not just words.
这可以说是我们所有祷告的一个总纲。
And this is the sum of all our prayers.
从这个祷告的里面。
From this prayer.
可以产生许许多多的祷告。
It will turn out all prayers.
如果你能够摸着这一个祷告的那个的灵。
You can have a handle on the spirit of this prayer.
主就要教导我们怎么来祷告。
The Lord will be able to teach us how to pray.
我想下面
Then next
我还要交通两句啊
I want to share a little bit more
下面说愿你的国降临
It said continue to say Thy kingdom come
愿你的旨意行在地上如同行在天上
Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven
这个国是什么国
What is this kingdom
是父的国
It is the kingdom of the Father.
父的国和神的国有一点的区别的。
Now there's a little difference between the kingdom of Father and the kingdom of God.
我刚才已经说过神的国。
I first mentioned the kingdom of God.
是从亘古到永远。
It's an eternal kingdom.
是没有时间的限制的。
There's no limitation of time.
但是父的国。
But the kingdom of the Father
是神的国里面的一部分
is part of the kingdom of God
是有时间性的
There is a time factor involved.
而且在父的国里面的。
Especially in the kingdom of the Father.
与我们的父有生命上的关系。
There is a relationship of life with the Father.
愿你的国降临。
Thy kingdom come.
父的国。
The kingdom of the Father.
也可以说就是主耶稣基督的国。
Can also be said it's the kingdom of the Lord Jesus.
我们的父爱我们的爱他的儿子。
The Father loves the Son.
他差他来到地上就是要叫他来得国。
He sent his Son to this earth to receive the kingdom.
我们主耶稣在地上。
When the Lord Jesus was on earth.
那样的爱我们的父。
The Lord loved the Father.
那样顺服我们的神。
He was so obedient to the God.
他得着神的喜悦。
So God is pleased with him.
最少有三次天向他开了。
At least three times the heaven was opened unto him.
当然在灵里面。
Of course.
他从来没有离开神。
Of course, in the spirit, he never departed from the Father. But there are three times.
天上的神实在是欢喜。
Heaven was so pleased.
从天上来发声说
There's a voice in the heaven.
这是我的爱子
This is my beloved son.
我是我喜悦
In whom I'm well pleased.
他喜欢他的儿子
He is pleased with his son.
他要把他的国给他的儿子
He desires to give the kingdom to the son.
所以今天我们蒙恩得救
Therefore, we are now saved.
我们不是归于父的国
Not only do we not belong to the kingdom of the Father.
哥罗西书第一章告诉我们。
The first chapter of the Colossians said,
我们是归到他爱子的国里面。
We've been transferred to the kingdom of the beloved Son.
当主耶稣从死里面复活以后。
When Lord Jesus rose from the dead,
他告诉我们。
He said to us,
他说父已经把天上地上所有的权柄都给了我了。
He said, "All authority, heaven and earth, have been given to me."
你如果读书信的话
，If you read the epistles,
你看见我们的主耶稣基督
，You see that the Lord Jesus Christ,
从不从死里面复活
，He was risen from the dead,
被父神高举在宝座上
，He was ascended to the throne,
赐给他超乎万民之上的名。
God gave him the name above all names.
他是万王之王。
He is the King of the kings.
他是万主之主。
He is the Lord of the lords.
所以，在五旬节的时候
，Therefore, at the day of on the day of Pentecost,
圣灵降临
，The Holy Spirit came down.
门徒们起来为主作见证。
The disciples rose to testify.
他说：“你们钉在十字架上的那一位耶稣。
”And they proclaimed that this Jesus whom thou hast crucified.
谁就立他为主为基督了
？God has anointed him to be the Lord, to be the Christ.
在马太福音第十六章末了的时候，三十八节
啊。At the end of Matthew 16:38,
主耶稣要告诉我们
，Lord Jesus said,
你们这里有人啊
，some among you,
在没有死之前
，before death,
要看见人子降临在他的国里面。
We'll see the Son of Man in His kingdom.
那里就会看给我们看见人子的国。
There we'll see the kingdom of the Son of Man.
人子要降临他的国里面。
He himself will be manifested in that kingdom.
那个国是怎么样的光景
？Now what is that kingdom like?
我们借着啊马太十七章在变化山上的光景。
When we read continue in chapter 17 of Matthew.
那就是主耶稣说，人子降临在他的国里面了。
What we saw, what we read in the Mount of Mount Transfiguration concerns that kingdom.
在那个山上
，on that mountain,
主耶稣变了形象。
Lord Jesus was transfigured.
脸面洁白，好像日头。
And his face was shining like sun.
啊，衣服洁白放光。
His garment was so white and brilliant.
啊，那个光比强烈的日头还要光。
It was so bright, more than the sun.
在那里有彼得、雅各、约翰。
There was Peter, James, and John.
啊，在那里有摩西和以利亚。
And Moses and Elijah.
不单单有主耶稣。
Not only there was the Lord Jesus.
摩西和以利亚代表旧约属乎神的人。
Moses and Elijah represent those belong to the God in the Old Testament.
彼得、雅各、约翰代表新约属乎主的人。
Peter, James, and John represent those in the New Testament time belonging to the God.
他们都笼罩在主耶稣基督的荣光底下。
They all surround and was under the glory of the Lord.
哎，人子的国。
That was the kingdom of the Son of Man.
就是主耶稣基督的国。
Was the kingdom of the Lord Jesus.
就是主耶稣荣光所照耀的地方。
Was the expanse of the covered by the glory of the Lord.
他荣光照耀的所在。
Wherever His glory will cover,
就是他权柄通行的所在。
Is where His authority will move.
这是人子的国。
And that is the kingdom of the Son.
哦，这个国太荣耀了。
This is a glorious kingdom.
放在这个国里面。
And whoever in this kingdom,
都要向我们的主耶稣。
Will come to the Lord.
他何等的荣耀。
To proclaim His glory.
我们也要何等的荣耀。
And we will share in that glory.
我不晓得弟兄姊妹，你们记得不记得《哥林多后书》第三章所说的话
？I wonder if you remember Second Corinthians chapter three.
在《哥林多后书》第三章
，Second Corinthians chapter three.
那里告诉我们
，It tells us.
他说你们的心转向神。
He said, "Whenever your heart turned to the Lord."
但我们的心要转向主。
Our heart must turn to the Lord.
就是说，我们平时啊，心常常远离主的。
You're saying that often our heart is not with the Lord.
我们的心啊，常常背向我们的主。
Sometimes our heart turn against the Lord.
现在你们的心要转向我们的主。
Now your heart ought to turn to the Lord.
当你们的心转向主的时候
，When you turn your heart to the Lord,
破子就出去了。
The veil is removed.
那里有一个荣耀的光景。
And there's a glorious situation.
他说你们就敞着脸。
You will have come with an open face.
看见了主的荣光。
You will see the glory of the Lord.
你不只看见主有荣光啊。
Not only you see that God, the Lord has a glory.
这个荣光跑到我们里面来了。
The glory will come into us.
他说我们里面有了光了。
Then there is a light and glory in us.
我们就能够反照主的荣光。
You will be reflected in this glory.
主的光到了我们里面。
The glory of the Lord come into us.
不只是反照主荣光。
It's not only been reflected.
他说你们就变成了主的形状。
Will become into the image of the Lord.
哦，变成主荣耀的形状。
Become that glorious image of the Lord.
他说荣上加荣。
Glory upon glory.
如同从主的灵变成的。
As if it's transformed from the Spirit of the Lord.
虽然我们今天还带着这个必修坏的身体
，Even though we are in this flesh, this flesh corruptible，
我们这个身体呀、啊、是被罪玷污了。
We are so polluted by sin，
所以这个身体我们总要脱下。
Therefore, one day we'll put it down。
神的话告诉我们
，The word of God says，
我们脱下，有一天要脱下这个身体。
One day we'll put it off。
脱下这个必修坏的
，will put off the corruptible，
要穿上一个不修坏的
，to put on the incorruptible，
就是那个荣耀的身体
，that is the glorious body。
今天我外边还有这个身体
，today we have this corruptible body outward。
但是弟兄姊妹
，but brothers and sisters，
我们的里面神就要改变我们
，God will already changing us。
你如果转向主的话
，If you turn your heart toward the Lord，
那主的荣光就照到你的里面来了。
The glory of the Lord will come into you。
你里面就有主的荣耀。
The glory of the Lord be in you。
你里面就要改变，这个荣耀就要改变你。
The glory will change you from within。
你里面就要变成为他的形状。
Then you will change into His image。
哦，亲爱的弟兄姊妹
，My brothers and sisters，
我在纽约碰见一个弟兄。
I ran into a brother in New York。
他告诉我，人看我好像长得不漂亮。
Told me that the people look at me, I don't look very handsome.
哎，我的孩子讲啊，你不漂亮。
My son told me you don't look very handsome.
他告诉他什么呢
？What did he tell him?
他说，我现在你看我不漂亮啊。
Well, he told his son, you look at me now, I don't look handsome.
有一天我要变得最漂亮。
But one day I'll be so very handsome.
那我们都知道那一天什么时候。
But we all know when that day will be.
啊、哦，在荣耀主的国度里边。
In the kingdom of the glorious Lord.
我们都变得还荣耀。
We'll become so glorious.
哦，我们都要像他。
We'll be just like him.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹。
My brothers and sisters.
我们。蒙恩得救
We are saved.
何等的蒙福
！It's such a blessing。
亲爱的弟兄姊妹
，My dear brothers and sisters，
神的旨意要通行在地上。
His will, the will of God, will be on earth，
好像通行在天上一样。
As it is in heaven，
他的旨意要通行。
His will be on this earth。
而关键就在神的国的降临。
The key is the coming of the kingdom of God。
当神的国来了。
When the kingdom of God arrives，
旨意就通行了。
His will indeed will be on earth。
哎，这里说到他的国。
It talks about his kingdom。
有一天我们知道。
One day，
这个地上的国都要成为主耶稣基督的国。
The kingdom of this earth will become the kingdom of our Lord Christ。
当主耶稣再来的时候
，When Lord Jesus comes，
地上的国都要成为主耶稣基督的国。
All kingdoms of this earth will become His kingdom。
但是今天神的国来了没有
？But today is the kingdom of the Lord here。
那主耶稣教我们
，Lord Jesus taught us，
你们要祷告
，You are to pray。
那他把这个使命托给我们
，He gave us this responsibility。
那你们要求父的国降临。
You ought to pray the kingdom of the Father come.
你们要求主的国降临。
You ought to pray the kingdom of the Lord come.
主的国怎么降临
？How will this kingdom
降临了没有
？Whether the kingdom is here？
我想我刚才已经说过了。
I think I've said already.
就是在变化山上，我们就看见。
On Mount Transfiguration, we saw.
那是人子的国的一个小影。
That was a small image of the kingdom of the Son of God.
神的国就在他的里面
，The kingdom of God is in him。
他在哪里，哪里就是神的国。
Wherever he is, he there is the kingdom。
今天主耶稣也在我们的里面。
Now Lord Jesus is in us。
神的国在我们的里面。
The kingdom of God is in us。
愿你的国降临。
Thy kingdom come。
神不只要得着我们。
Not only God wants to have us。
神要得着所有的人。
He wants to have all men.
主耶稣复活那一天早晨
On that morning of resurrection.
他说天上地上所有的权柄都交给我了
She says all authority of heaven and earth have been given to me.
所以你们要去
Therefore go.
使万民来做我的门徒
To make disciples of all nations.
这是什么
What is this?
这是要来开展他的国度。
That is to expand his kingdom.
我们知道主的国分两个时期啊。
We know the kingdom of the Lord can be involve two periods.
当主耶稣来的时候。
When Lord Jesus came.
那是他的国实现的时期。
That was the period of time when his kingdom will be fulfilled.
今天是神的国原养的时期。文养。
运用的。But today is the time when His kingdom is evolving.
今天神要借着他的教会
through church today,
在地上来扩展他的国度
God will expand His kingdom on this earth.
这个地呀、啊，本来是神交给我人交给我们的
This earth originally was given to man.
本来是属乎神的
It belonged to God.
但是被魔鬼骗去了
But the enemy deceived man and took it away.
今天神要借着教会再把它得回来
Today God wants to retain it through the church.
把它收回来
To recover it.
所以因为教会在地上有个重大的使命
Therefore church today has a great responsibility on the earth.
今天教会在地上散布在各个地方
Now today church is scattered all throughout the earth.
那就是他国的在每个地方的一个据点
，is a colony of the kingdom in many places.
他要建设教会
，through the church，
让他的国越过越宽广。
God wants to expand His kingdom.
要教会在地上来得着这些地图
，so that through the church, God will recover or retain this the earth or again.
所以。今天我们有一个重大的使命
Therefore we have this great responsibility
这就是我们祷告的侍奉
And that is the service of our prayer
主把他这个心意告诉我们
God has told us what he desires in his heart
愿你的国降临
Thy kingdom come
今天既然我们是散布在好像散布在这个仇还在仇敌 手中的遍地地图上。
Today it seems that we are scattering throughout the domain of the enemy.
我们要把它得回来。
We try to recover it.
就要征战。
Then we are in this battle.
征战免不了的。
We can never avoid this battle.
以弗所书是讲教会的文书。
The book of Ephesians talk about the church.
到了最后第六章末了的时候。
Toward the end in chapter 6.
他就告诉我们要征战。
It talks about the warfare of the church.
我们读前面读的教会是那样的荣美。
When we read the first portion of Ephesians, it was so glorious.
啊，读到教会是那么的甘甜。
The church, when we read about the church, we feel so sweet.
啊，读到教会是那样的满了盼望。
When we talk about the church, we feel it's full of hope.
到末了再告诉我。
Then toward the end of the book,
你盼望那个早一天的实现吗？
You desire that will become a reality soon?
你要征战。
You need to be in the battle.
所以在以弗所书第六章。
Therefore, in Ephesians chapter 6,
给我们看见有一个大的征战。
It shows us that great battle.
那个征战的对象。
The object of that battle
不是属血肉的身体
is not this body of flesh
乃是与那执政的掌权的管辖这个幽暗世界的或空中的那一些的恶魔来征战
but it is with the principality and the power of the dark world
哦，这个征战不是普通的征战
This is not an ordinary warfare.
是一个属灵的征战。
It is a spiritual warfare.
是一个很超越这个世界的一个征战。
It far exceeds the warfare we see on this earth.
凭着我们没有办法能够征战。
By ourselves, we cannot enter into this battle.
但是感谢神。
But thank God.
我们的主耶稣基督得胜了。
Lord Jesus was victorious.
他借着死败坏了掌权的魔鬼。
Through death, he has condemned the devil.
他也打伤了蛇的头。
He has bruised the head of the serpent.
今天我们靠着主。
By depending on the Lord.
我们就能够征战。
We can enter into this battle.
而且我们今天已经站在这个得胜的立场上。
And even we are standing on the ground of his victory.
只要我们能够站稳了我们的立场。
If we can stand firm,
仇敌就要失败。
Enemy will fail.
所以在第六章这里。
Therefore in Ephesians 6,
他说你们征战。
He said that when you enter into the battle,
要穿戴神全副的军装
put on the full armor of God.
他说要抵挡仇敌的诡计
to resist the guile of the enemy.
他说你们要拿起这个全副的军装
you are to take up the armor.
就在磨难的日子可以站立得住
in the day of difficulty, you can stand firm.
并且成就了一切
and can accomplish all.
还能够站立得住
And still be able to stand.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹
My dear brothers and sisters.
所以在这个征战的里面
Therefore in this battle.
我们看见神的全副军装
We see the full armor of God.
啊，我们说它有六个军装啊。
We notice these elements.
五个是为着防守的。
Five of them are defensive.
啊，我在这里稍微提一提就可以了。
We'll mention very briefly here.
要用真理的带子束腰。
We ought to have the belt of truth.
用公义当作护心镜来遮心。
We have to have the breastplate of righteousness.
用平安的福音当作预备走路的鞋穿在脚上。
We ought to have the gospel of peace as our shoes.
要拿着信德当作铜牌。
We have the shield of faith.
这五个都是为着防守的。
All five of these are defensive.
啊，下面一个。
And then lastly,
那个是为了攻击的啊
is for offensive,
啊还要戴上救恩的头盔啊
Verse 17 also mentions the helmet of salvation.
下面说拿着圣灵的宝剑
And then lastly, the sword of the spirit,
就是神的道
which is the word of God.
你看五个是防守的
You see, He offers five elements of this armor for defense.
因为这个地给魔鬼骗去了。
Because the earth has been deceived and taken by the enemy.
今天神又要把它得回来。
Now God tried to recover it.
我们是已经蒙救赎的族类了。
We who are redeemed.
神在这里建立我们。
God will build us up.
神与我们同在。
He will be with us.
神要我们来征战。
He wants us to enter into the battle.
非仇敌不甘心的。
So the enemy is not willing.
他随时随地都找机会要来攻击我们。
Constantly he will find opportunity to attack us.
在这里我们看见他有三个诡计。
We see that he has three plans.
你怎么能够胜过他呢？
How can you overcome?
穿戴神全副的军装。
Put on the full armor of God.
这个军装。
This is the armor.
也可以说就是我们的主耶稣基督。
The armor is the Lord Jesus himself.
你要穿戴这个军装。
You put on this armor.
就是披戴我们的主耶稣基督。
Means to put on Lord Jesus.
我们在基督里面得胜。
In Christ Jesus, we have the victory.
我不能得胜。
I cannot be victorious.
但是我在基督里面，基督能得胜。
But Christ can overcome.
穿全副的军装。
So I need to put on the full armor.
我稍微提一提魔鬼的诡计。
Let me mention a bit about the guile of the enemy.
还有他的磨难。
And the difficulty.
还有他的火箭。
And also the missiles.
撒旦是非常狡猾的。
Satan is very deceiving.
他明目张胆的要把我们要我们犯罪，要我们离开主。我们不会答应的。
If the enemy comes to openly ask us to sin, to rebel against God, we will not do it.
所以他来引诱。
Therefore, he come in temptation.
就像他引诱了夏娃一样。
As he was tempting Eve.
这个诡计啊。
His plan.
表面上对你好。
On surface, it's good for you.
好像是为着你的。
It seemed that he was doing you a good.
等你如果听我的，你就得好处的。
If you listen to me, you will be benefit.
实在是说，是来害他。
The reality is to cause us damage.
你如果真的听他，你就上了他的当。
If you listen to him, you'll be in trouble.
这真是可怕。
Is very, very horrifying.
所以主耶稣要我们警醒啊。
Therefore, Lord Jesus, we ought to be alert.
他有诡计。
He has his deceiving plan.
亚当就是这样的失败了。
And Adam failed because of that.
他也有磨难。
He also caused difficulties in our life.
什么是磨难呢？
What does it mean?
今天磨你一点。
And give you a little trouble today.
明天再来叫你磨一下，叫你减少一点。
And then a little bit more the next day.
后天再来磨你一下。
The day after tomorrow, a bit more.
你觉得不太重要。
Now you first don't feel it important.
日子一久了。
But as time goes on.
你就不知不觉的消耗光了。
You notice that you are totally wasted.
我们记得四世纪的参孙。
We remember Samson of the book of Judges.
就是这样的失败了。
He failed just like that.
他就是这样被磨光了。
He was worn out by the enemy.
他的能力的秘诀就是他不剃头。
The secret of his power is in his hair.
腓立比士人就是胜不过他。
The Philistines cannot overcome him.
结果参孙喜欢一个女人叫大力了。
But Samson loved this woman, Dalilah.
腓立士人就收买了这个大力了。
So the Philistines, got hold of this woman.
你如果能够告诉我们他这个能力的秘诀，我们的一个人给你1100个舍克勒的银子。
Go to find out the secret of his power, and we'll give you a lot of money.
那么这个大力拉。
So the woman Dalilah,
天天来折磨这个参孙啊。
Went to Samson every day.
他说你对我好吗？
He said, "You really love me."
那我也对你这么好啊。
I love you so much.
你应该把你的秘密告诉我。
You should tell me your secret.
今天这样，明天又这样。
He did that. She did that every day.
参孙讲的都没有讲出来。
Now Samson did not give out the secret.
最后他讲了。
At the end.
你爱我是假的嘛。
The woman said, "You do not really love God.
我们之间有什么秘密不可以讲的？
Between you and me, we should have no secret.
他天天这样在催逼他。
She would just bother him every day.
叫他里边烦闷的要死。
So he was so troubled.
结果呢，把秘密就讲给他。
In the end, he gave out his secret.
结果他头发被剃光。
So Samson was shaved away his hair.
他能力就失去了。
Lost his power.
成了仇敌的俘虏。
And became a captive to the enemy.
哎，我有一次呢，保罗弟兄倒是得胜了。
But the apostle Paul overcame.
保罗有一次到腓立比去。
One time Paul went to Philippi.
那天天他到城外面一个祷告的地方去。
Every day he went out to the river and prayed.
有一个被鬼附着的使女啊。
Then there was a maid servant who was possessed by demon.
啊，天天跟着他后面喊叫。
We follow him every day.
他喊的话是对的。
And what she said was correct.
他说这些人啊是至高神的仆人。
She said these men are the servants of the mighty God.
是传讲救人的道。
Preaching the word of salvation.
你看话是对的。
She said the right word.
哎，保罗是警醒的人。
But Paul was clear in his.
然后他这样喊叫啊。
When she cried out.
到了一个时候呢。
When you reach a certain point.
保罗觉得不对。
Paul feel it's not right.
怎么越喊我里面越烦
了。The more she will cry out, the more I'm disturbed.
啊，这是魔鬼的诡计。
That's the enemy.
所以他回过头来就吩咐那个鬼从侍女身上出来。
So Paul turned around and asked the demon to come out.
啊，结果鬼就被赶出去了。
Indeed, the demon was cast out.
保罗就胜了。
Paul overcame.
哦，亲爱的弟兄姊妹。
Brothers and sisters,
我们只要站稳了立场。
We need to stand firm.
披戴着基督。
Put on Christ.
我们就能够得胜。
We can also overcome.
我们能够抵挡仇敌的诡计。
We can resist his
deceit. 在磨难的日子还能够站立得住。
In these difficult days, we can stand firm.
还有仇敌的火箭。
Then there was the enemy's missile.
常常给我们一些不该有的思想。
He will give us the wrong ideas.
感谢主，我们有救恩的头盔。
But we have the helmet of salvation.
还有主的宝血。
The blood of the Lord.
有他复活的大能。
The power of His resurrection.
我们隐藏在他的里面。
When we hide ourselves in Him.
好，我们还拿着信心的铜牌。
With the shield of faith.
仇敌就没有办法失去记忆了。
The enemy cannot do anything against us.
我们怎么来运用这个圣灵的宝剑？
How can we use the sword of the Spirit?
这是一个啊，这里说圣灵的宝剑就是神的道。
It's the word of God.
神的道。
The word of God.
比两刃的利剑都快。
It is stronger than the two-edged sword.
我们的魂与灵。
It will even spread open our soul and our spirit.
骨节和骨髓。
The bone and the bone marrow.
心思和意念。
Our thought and our heart.
它都能够刺入剖开的。
The word of God will divide it.
神的道。
The word of God
也能够把信人的心意夺回来。
Will capture the mind of man,
叫人都顺服基督。
So that the man will be obedient to Christ.
这个要怎么来运用？
How can we use the word of God?
下面说要靠着圣灵多方的祷告。
So in the following verse said, with all prayer in the spirit.
保罗是一个主的见证人。
Paul is a witness of the Lord.
他传福音。
He preached the gospel.
他在好多地方建立了主的教会。
He established churches all over the place.
他说：“你们要为我祷告。”
But he said, "You are to pray."
靠着圣灵多方的祷告。
To pray in all manners in the spirit.
为众生徒祷告。
For this all the saints.
也为着我祷告。
And pray for me.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹。
My brothers and sisters.
在圣灵里边。
In the spirit.
运用主的圣灵的宝剑
，to utilize the sword of the spirit，
就能够攻破仇敌的营垒
，then we can break the stronghold of the enemy，
就能够把人的心意夺回来
，to capture the mind of man，
这是开展主的国度
，this is to expand the kingdom。
我想最后我必须讲一下
，finally I must say this，
愿你的国降临。
Thy kingdom come.
愿你的旨意行在地上。
Thy will be done on earth.
在这里有两个动词。
There are two verbs here.
每一句话有一个动词。
Then each sentence has a verb.
这两个动词都是非常重的一个加重的语气。
These are very strong words.
好像是一个心愿。
It sounds like a desire or wish.
也好像是一个宣告。
It sounds like a proclamation.
好像在看见。
As if the person will pray, see something.
在神那里都预备好了。
It's all prepared there in God.
这就是等候我们在这里来征战。
Waiting for us to go into the battle.
所以他在这面对着一切抵挡神旨意的。
Therefore, facing all who are against the will of God.
不管他在个人里面的。
Whether it's inside us individually,
不管是在家庭里面
or it's in our family,
不管是在教会里面
or it's in the church,
或者在传福音的上面
or in the matter of preaching the gospel,
我们如果遇见了那些抵挡神旨意的
however we run into those who are against the will of God,
在这里一个祷告非常有功效
here is the most effective prayer.
他好像看见神一切都预备好了。
It seems that he has seen that God has prepared everything.
他好像在吩咐神一样。
Yeah, as if that he is instructing God.
神的国你降临吧。
Oh, kingdom of God, come.
父的国你降临吧。
Oh, kingdom of Father, do come.
主耶稣的国你降临吧。
The kingdom of the Lord Jesus, do come.
哦，亲爱的弟兄姊妹。
Brothers and sisters,
如果我们能够看见这一个。
If we can see this.
我们的祷告就有力量。
Our prayer will be powerful.
主教我们的祷告。
The Lord teach us to pray.
首先要我们到主你面前。
First, ask us to come to the Lord.
愿人都尊你的名为圣。
Hallowed be thy name.
这个是我们的心能够对准我们的神。
So our heart will be pointed toward our Father.
这个能够使我们在主的面前受了他的矫正。
So that we can receive correction from God.
我们偏离的他把我们驳正过来。
If we are deviated, he will bring us back.
让我们的心能够单单的来敬拜他。
So our heart will worship him singly.
能够单单的来侍奉他。
We will only serve him.
然后主告诉我们。
Then the Lord said,
他就把这个重大的使命交给我们。
He gave us a great responsibility.
要你在这里执行这个使命。
So that we'll carry out this responsibility.
不是一个心愿。
It's not a wish.
你我真的看见了。
If you truly see this.
你在这里执行就可以了。
Go to carry it out.
你到神的面前去。
When you go to God.
你神啊。
Oh God.
现在你的国降临吧。
Now have your kingdom.
现在你的旨意同行吧。
May your kingdom come now, your will be done.
弟兄姊妹。
Brothers and sisters.
我想使徒行传弟兄姊妹在那里的祷告。
I think in the book of Acts, where the brothers prayed.
所以那么有能力。
Their prayers were so effective.
就是他们想到主耶稣教他们的祷告。
Because they remembered the prayer the Lord has taught them.
本来这些大家彼此争论谁伟大的门徒。
These disciples, they argue among themselves who was the greatest.
在五旬节之前。
Before Pentecost, they were that way.
他们同心合意地祷告了十天。
But before Pentecost, they prayed for 10 days.
他们照着主教他们的祷告。
They prayin accordance with the prayer.
我相信他们在那里也像我刚才说的那个弟兄他会在神的面前大哭。
I believe they also cry bitterly before the Lord.
会觉得亏欠我们的神。
They feel they have fallen short.
会觉得我们得罪我们的神。
They feel they have sinned against God.
从神来赦免。
Asking for his forgiveness.
他们也在那里会感到神的爱。
They also feel the love of God.
何等的丰富。
Oh, how full is that love?
他的心就被征服了。
Their hearts were captured.
他就把自己奉献给。
They offered themselves.
他就能够对主说。
They will be able to say,
对我们的天父说
to the heavenly
Father, 愿人都尊你的名为圣。
Hallowed be thy name.
然后
then,
你看见他们就接受神的托付。
They accepted God's the responsibility God gave them.
在那么恶劣的环境里面
in such a difficult environment,
他们起来传福音。
They stood up and preached the gospel after 10 days of prayer.
结果再起来的时候,
when they stood up,
一点声音都没有,
there's no other noise. Then Peter was preaching.
11个使徒在那里同心站立,
11 stood with him.
120个人在那里,
120 of them.
都为了这个效力,
they all served for that purpose.
他们宣告什么?
They proclaimed,
神的国来吧,
oh, God, the kingdom of God do come.
神的国降临吧,
kingdom of God do come now.
父你的国,你的旨意同行吧,
may your will be done on earth.
我相信在那个时候,
I believe they pray this, in this manner.
他们能够同心合意,
they pray with one accord.
弟兄姊妹,
brothers and sisters,
今天主要我们祷告,
Lord wants us to pray today.
我们如果不会祷告,
if we do not know how to pray, we just come to the Lord and ask Him to teach us to pray. We pray that our prayer will be powerful. Our prayer be effective. We must correct whatever is inside of us. We must be right inside.
不然的话,
otherwise,
我们的祷告就没有能力,
our prayer has no power. Our prayer will not be effective.
愿主恩待我们,
may the Lord have mercy upon us. So that we know how to learn to pray.
我在这里也和弟兄姊妹一同学习着来祷告,
and I learn with you together. May the Lord have mercy upon us.
我们一同祷告,
shall we pray now?
亲爱的主，我们不会祷告。
Dear Lord, we do not know how to pray.
求你来教我们祷告。
We ask that you would teach us how to pray.
你当日如何地教门徒们祷告？
As the day that I taught the disciples how to pray,
你今天也教我们的祷告,
today thou would teach us how to pray.
亲爱的主啊, 我们实在感谢你,
dear Lord, we thank you.
我们每一次到你的面前,
every time we come to approach you,
我们都感到你的爱,
we feel your love.
我们都觉得我们何等的蒙恩,
we feel we're so blessed.
但是主啊, 我们也实在觉得我们亏欠你,
but Lord, we feel that we have fallen short of thee.
许多的时候我们的心偏离你,
so often our hearts went far from you.
我们不够尊你的名为圣,
we do not honor your name adequately.
父神啊, 赦免我们,
O God, Father, forgive us.
主耶稣啊, 你赦免我们,
Lord Jesus, forgive us.
我们愿意在这里对你说,
we come to you and say,
愿你的名被尊为圣,
hallowed be thy name.
我们愿意在这里听你的话语,
we'll be willing to listen to your word.
我们愿意受你的带领,
how we desire that you will lead us.
我们愿意在地上做一个祷告的人,
may we all be men of prayer.
让你的国能够降临,
so thy kingdom will come.
让你的旨意能够得到通行,
thy will be done on earth.
亲爱的主啊,
dear Lord,
我们把我们交在你的手中,
we commit ourselves unto you.
愿你借着圣灵来说话,
may the Spirit speak to us.
愿你借着圣灵来做工,
through the Spirit thou work in us.
让我们真的能够在地上,
so that on this earth,
能够开展你的国度,
we can expand thy kingdom.
促进你的带来,
waiting for your coming.
让你的旨意早日地通行在地上,
so your will will indeed be on earth,
好像通行在天上一样,
as it is in heaven.
主啊, 听我们的祷告,
O Lord, hear our prayer.
奉主耶稣基督的名,
in the name of Jesus, our Lord. Amen.